What a weak, tepid explanation, devoid of any sense of morality whatsoever.
Right, and somebody needs to apparently remind our Secretary of State that it's the American taxpayers that sign his paychecks and not the Israelis, because he adds as an Israeli propagandist. What he's referring to here is there is a board within the State Department that exists to evaluate specifically potential claims that Israeli military units have committed war crimes. Mm. And Tel Aviv has a lot of say over what this board produces. And in the past, they haven't churned out any reports that Israel has done anything wrong with American weapons. But in December, they did send a report to Blinken saying that one particular Israeli battalion, an ultra-Orthodox battalion, that is it's an all-male battalion. They don't let women on the military barracks unless they're married to one of the soldiers. They allow these soldiers to have very religious routines and follow strict religious law and everything like that. But they are responsible for the death of a 76-year-old Palestinian-American man, Omar Asad, who was handcuffed and left face down in a field where he had a heart attack and paramedics weren't able to get to him until he was already 15 or 20 minutes dead. And so the State Department board found that this was a war crime and that this particular unit shouldn't receive any American weapons and be blacklisted from receiving U.S. training as well. And Blinken has had this report since December and has been sitting on it. And then ProPublica published a report last week that said this report exists and State Department officials are upset that Blinken hasn't acted on it. And then over the weekend, Axios reported that those sanctions were going to be applied on Monday. But here we are on Tuesday and the U.S. still hasn't acted.